Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2017.
I know that you won't be able to see it at all, but I'm holding one of the little packs of the Fleischmann's active dry yeast. And for some of you, you recognize this. It's familiar to you. It's very familiar to me because growing up, all of the years that my mom had her own catering business, that was my first job in middle school all the way up through most of college, working for my mom in her catering business. And almost every menu, no matter what the job was, no matter what the venue was, always there was fresh bread that was part of the menu. So that was just part of what I did over all those years, was get the flour, get the yeast, and make some of the breads that my mom did. And the yeast, you know, it's an amazing thing how it's able to transform just ordinary regular flour into something that's not just edible but good. And there are two things that have to happen. With this kind of yeast, you have to activate it. You've got to awaken it. It's alive in the package, but it's in a dormant state. So you mix it in with some warm water, not too hot, not too cold, to bring it back to life, to kind of awaken it. And then, obviously, it has to come into contact with the flour. And only when that happens is the yeast then the catalyst for producing something wonderful, something very good. And Jesus tells us in the gospel today, in the midst of these parables in particular, he says, the kingdom of heaven, what God is doing, is like yeast that a woman took and she folded into and kneaded into 3 measures of flour until the whole batch was leavened. It was so that it was good for baking and eating. And today the Lord is telling us that's the kingdom of heaven. But more specifically, we can just open it up. The flour, that large amount of flour, 3 measures, that's like a whole bushel of flour. It's a huge amount. That's the world. And the kingdom of God that is dwelling within us because of our baptism, we are the ones who are meant to bring that into the world. So we are the yeast. We are the ones who are meant to be that leaven for the world. And what's really clear is that that's only ever going to happen if this packet of yeast gets torn open, if that yeast gets activated, gets warmed up, and then mixed in with the flour. And there are way too many Christians who are still in the packet, who are dormant, who are doing nothing to help bring about God's kingdom in the world. And the Lord says to us today, in effect, that's not the way I planned it. What's supposed to happen is that we are meant to let what happens here at Mass then send us out into the world so that the package gets opened up. The warmth of God's love here brings our hearts to life. And then we are able to go out, and just as the yeast is a catalyst there in the flour and brings about something good, you and I are meant to bring the Lord, his kingdom, out into the world so that through us, he can bring about good stuff for the building up of his kingdom. Now, for a lot of us, that whole idea that we would somehow be sent out on mission in that way, that's a new thing. I mean, new for our ears. It's not new for the gospel. This has always been part of the gospel. But I bet a lot of you, especially our older parishioners, when you were growing up Catholic, when it came to the missions, probably my guess is that you were taught to pray for the missions, maybe contribute to the work of the missions, but that was something maybe that you were told that literal missionaries did when they went overseas, and your work was to support them. And what's happened is that's led the church now in our day and age to be in a place where we've relegated the role of being like the yeast in the world to a subset, but that's not the way it's meant to be. It's meant to be for all of us. So the really good news is this, that when we let the Lord work through us in this way, this is not ever meant to be an add-on to your regular daily life. Being yeast out in the world, letting the Lord work through you, His love work through you to be a catalyst that the Lord can do something good and beautiful, that's not an add-on to your life as a husband or a wife, a mom or a dad, not an add-on to the fact that you have to go to work, that you have to shop and run errands and take care of a home and raise kids. Not an add-on to that, but the thing that happens right in the midst of all of that. And that's the most beautiful and exciting thing about our Christian life, is that when we say yes to the Lord in this way, He wants to work through us in really profound and incredible ways. Now, what would it look like really practically, what would it look like to let the Lord use us in that way, or better yet, what would be the basic steps that we would need to take in order for that to happen? So let me share with you really quickly the 5 steps that we took our small groups through in Easter when we had the Bless small group series. All of you were invited to be part of it, but that series during Easter was meant to answer that very question. Lord, if I want to let you work through me in the midst of my daily life, give me basic steps. So let me give them to you. And by the way, all of this, that whole small group series is available online. And if you were to shoot an email out to our small group team, we can get you hooked up with all the videos. They're all out there, all digital, ready to go. But it would be great if you wanted to go through it on your own or with a spouse or with your own little small group. But here are the 5 steps. And what I want you to notice in this is that, again, it's not an add-on to your daily life, but the stuff that can happen in the midst of daily life in order that you and I can be this leaven in the world that we're supposed to be. So the first step, that word bless, it's an acronym. The B is this: believe that God wants to use you in this way and pray that He will. It all starts with faith, to believe that the Lord really does want to use you. If you don't believe that, then it gets shut down right there. So that first step is key: faith that God really does want to work through you, and then you're praying for Him to do that. The L is this: having prayed that the Lord will work through you in the midst of daily life, the L is listen to the people that you come in contact with in your regular everyday life. Not just physically listen, but a listening with your heart that allows you to begin to hear some of what they're going through, some of what their story is, because that's going to begin to open up the area where the Lord's going to want to work through you based on whatever they're going through. So a listening with your heart, not the casual, superficial stuff that we so often do, but from the heart, a readiness to hear what are they going through, what's going on in their life right now. The second step, or the third step, the E in bless, is eat, E-A-T. And what that is simply is a way of taking the listening to a deeper level. You know that something happens in a conversation with somebody when it shifts from you're crossing each other as you're walking your dogs in the morning, or you meet at the mailbox. The conversation goes deeper when you begin to share a little bit of a meal or even a coffee together. Food has this wonderful way of kind of putting us in a place where something can happen relationally, where we can go a little bit deeper. So the third step in Bless is look for opportunities to take the listening to a deeper level where that person might begin to share a little bit more about what's going on in their life. As that happens, what you tend to notice is that you begin to hear things. Like, for example, maybe doing that with a coworker, that you've always just passed casually, but you begin to actually try to listen, you realize, or they share with you, wow, this person's going through a divorce, and they've got a lot of pain in their life right now. I never even knew that. But when I began to stop and listen, to have a little bit of slightly deeper conversation, I learned that. Or maybe you discover that someone in your neighborhood just lost their spouse to death or a loved one. And in that listening then, you begin to ask, Lord, how can I best serve this person in the needs that they have? And that's the S, serve. Given what I've come to know of them, Lord, how can I be an instrument of your love to help them in whatever way it might be? I mean, it can be really simple. It can be to encourage them, to console them if they've lost a loved one, to simply be there if there's something going on in their life that they're more alone. Whatever it might be, the readiness to serve. And then the final S is share. Share with them a little bit of what you've come to know and experience of God's love for you in the midst of your own life. Share with them some of your own story to encourage them and let them know, look, this love that God has is for real. And you know, there are a lot of people right in our own community here in Ellicott City who maybe they bear the name Christian, but have never really known or heard or experienced God's love for them. So bless is a very simple way of taking steps out in order to let the Lord work through us in the way that he tells us, this is what I want to do. And I want to plead with you, we have got to let the Lord do this. Like, if our parish is this pack of yeast, we've got to let him rip it open and get us out mixed in with the world around us. You know, the Lord does so much good here. There's so much grace and love and mercy poured out on us in the sacraments and in our times of prayer at Mass, our festivals of praise, in the sacrament of reconciliation. But the Lord doesn't want that just hold up in our own hearts. We're supposed to bring that out into the world, every one of us. So let me take you back to the B, because it's got to start there. I want you to believe that God really does want to do this, that he really wants to work through you in this way, and then pray that he will. Something amazing happens when you start the day saying, Lord, I give you permission to work in my life today, to arrange for divine appointments, not just coincidences, but divine appointments where you're going to put me in someone's path in order to let this kind of thing happen. And I want to encourage you to let that happen. Be praying in that way. And then for you to know that I'm with you in this. I mean, when I go out to Target or I go out to Wegmans, I really do try to be open in that way. And when I am and when I'm deliberate about it, it's amazing what God does. And that's going to be my prayer tomorrow morning when I'm getting on the plane, getting ready to take off for this week with my classmates from the seminary that we do every year at the end of July. When I'm on the plane, I'll be casual, but I've already told myself I'm going to resist the temptation to really quickly pop in the earbuds and close my eyes and pretend no one's there. Because I know if I offer myself to the Lord, I know he's going to want to use me. And he's been so good to me. Like, who am I to say, well, thanks for the good gifts, but I'm not gonna do anything except enjoy myself. Like, how could I do that when he's been so good and generous with me? I want to encourage you to join me in that. You and I are meant to be leaven out in the world, but only if this packet gets ripped open, if it gets brought to life by the warmth of God's love and then mixed in with the flower of the world, is it ever going to make a difference. So that's what I'm praying for us as we move forward as a parish, that we will let the Lord work through us in this way, that we might be a beautiful catalyst for him to do something beautiful with us out in the world around us.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org. to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.